At this, the dwarfs held up their little old hands and looked quite perplexed. "We cannot make a bargain, it seems," said the poor man, "so I'll bid you all a good day." The fragrance of the ham had by this time reached the remote parts of Dwarfland. The dwarfs came flocking around in little troops, leaving their work of digging out precious ores, eager for the ham.
"Let him have the old mill,"
said some of the newcomers.
"It is quite out of order, and he don't know how to use it. Let him have it, and we will have the ham."
So the bargain was made. The poor man took the old handmill, which was a little thing, not half so large as the ham, and went back to the woods. Here the old man showed him how to use it. All this had taken up a great deal of time, and it was midnight before he reached home.
"Where in the world have you been?" said his wife. "Here I have been waiting and waiting, and we have no wood to make a fire, nor anything to put into the porridge pot for our Christmas supper."
The house was dark and cold, but the poor man bade his wife wait and see what would happen. He placed the little handmill on the table and began to turn the crank. First, out there came some grand lighted wax candles, and a fire on the hearth, and a porridge pot boiling over it, because in his mind he said they should come first. Then he ground out a tablecloth, and dishes, and spoons, and knives, and forks. He was himself astonished at his good luck, as you may believe, and his wife was almost beside herself with joy and astonishment. Well, they had a capital supper, and after it was eaten, they ground out of the mill every possible thing to make their house and themselves warm and comfortable. So they had a merry Christmas Eve and morning.